The Midwest Alliance for Clean Hydrogen, also known as MACH-H2, is one of 7 hydrogen hubs to receive funding from the federal government. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports these regional hubs are multi-state groups made up of industries and researchers that will pool resources to make hydrogen energy on a large scale, including some projects in Indiana.
The goal of the hubs is to power industries that have a hard time lowering their greenhouse gas emissions, like steel and aviation. But how clean that hydrogen will be depends on the energy used to make it. MACH-H2 will use cleaner sources like renewable energy and nuclear, but also natural gas, which contributes to climate change. That concerns groups like the Indiana Conservation Voters. Executive Director Chris Chung says the proposal is a step in the right direction, but it needs to go further. He says it's important that industry involve communities most affected by fossil fuel pollution in the conversation.
And really try and figure out the best solution for Indiana. And oftentimes that is the cleanest one.
The U.S. Department of Energy says together these regional clean hydrogen hubs should lower emissions equal to taking more than 5 million gas-powered cars off the road every year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.